Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in, excuse me, and comment on today's episode, 818-301-5834. Today's weather right now is 60 degrees and rain in the ATL, looking at a high of 69 today. Don't know if it's going to get there, but that's what they're seeing. High of 69 today, low 64 tonight. I mean, it's 64 tonight. Okay, and this is what, the second, third. This is the third. Wait. Monday was the first. Today is the third day of winter. So, and we're having 69, 70 degree weather in Atlanta. Okay. And unusual, but it is what it is. Thursday, tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 72, low 64, with thunderstorms tomorrow. Friday, Christmas Day, we're looking at a high of 74, low 63, with rain. Saturday, 72, low 63, and partly cloudy. So that's our weather for the next few days. That's what's happening. Today's word of the day is exorbitant. I'm sorry. Exorbitant. Exorbitant. E-X-O-R-B-I-T-A-N-T. Exorbitant. Exorbitant. And it's an adjective, and it means not coming within the scope of the law. The second meaning is exceeding the customary or appropriate limits in intensity, quality, amount, or size. Exceeding the customary or appropriate limits in intensity, quality, amount, or size. That's exorbitant. Okay? So you guys can take that word and run with it. Use it however you please. Okay. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show. Thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. Before I get into today's topic, I just want to say to everyone, don't miss tomorrow morning show, okay? And I'm going to leave it at that. But do not, I repeat, do not miss tomorrow morning show. I'm going to try to do a two-hour show, okay? I have a special show in store for you guys tomorrow, which will be Christmas Eve. That's a special day. And I'm, you know, 2 hours. We're going to do 2 hours. I'm not going to say anymore because if I do, I'll give away what's going to happen on the show. So, again, don't miss tomorrow morning show. 10 o'clock a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Let's see. The latest on the, you guys remember, I did the show on Monday about Steve Harvey's blunder on the Miss Universe pageant, right? How he screwed that up and the fallout from it. Well, there's a different twist on this thing now. Now, the Miss Universe pageant officials have invited him to be the host next year. I'll give you guys a minute to soak that in, but the Miss Universe committee has asked Steve Harvey, have invited him to be the host again on next year. I don't know what kind of ratings they got or whatever. I don't know what kind of ratings they're expecting to get next year. I don't know. But obviously, something's going on there. I don't know if they're trying to help him to save face or whatever, but that's what's going on. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. you guys can call in and talk. Now, today's episode is entitled The Least and Most Educated 2016 Presidential Candidates. Now, we're going to discuss these candidates and their education. I'm not going to go into a lot into their education, but I'm going to start at number 16 and go up to number one. That means I'm going to start with the least educated and go up to the most educated. And we're talking about Republicans and Democrats. They all lumped in here, and it's 16 candidates who are trying to become representatives of their party. So again, I'm going to go from 16 up to number one, least educated to most educated. And I wanted to do this because a lot of people, the presidency is not an office where you have to have all these degrees, all this education. It's not. Really, the only education that's required by the presidency or the office is a United States citizen, born in the United States, I guess, and you can be high school educated. That's as much as I know. I've never heard of someone running for president and they say you have to have a college degree, or you have to have a doctorate or PhD or something to become president. I never heard that before. And I don't believe that's true. Okay. So that being said, we're going to start. And I'm not saying that any of these guys or girls are not qualified to become president. Okay. Any Joe Blow can come out of the woodwork out of nowhere and run for the presidency. That's if he's a U.S. citizen, that's their thing. So the least to the most. Number 16, give me a drum roll. Educated presidential candidate is a Republican. Who would have thunk it? It's a Republican, and his name is Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee is the least educated presidential candidate in next year's race. Okay? He's a former governor of Arkansas, grew up, attended some Hope High School in Arkansas, and he briefly attended the Baptist Theological Seminary, and he chose to complete his degree at the seminary instead taking a job with a Christian broadcasting station. So Mike Huckabee is the least educated presidential candidate. So this guy hadn't had much education. Okay, number 15, John Kasich. He's a Republican. And he is number 15 on the list. Okay. He enrolled in Ohio State University, where he earned his BA in political science. Okay. That's number 15. Number 14 is a Democrat, Bernie Sanders. He is the 14th least educated presidential candidate, and he is a Democrat. Number 13 is Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush is the 13th least educated presidential candidate. His father and his brother both attended Yale, but Jeb instead chose the University of Texas at Austin, where he graduated magna cum laude and was elected to Phi Beta Kappa. I don't know what magna cum laude is. Somebody who knows that, y'all tell me. I don't know. I don't really care to know. Number 12 is a Republican, Donald Trump. Trump is the 12th least educated presidential candidate. Okay. He enrolled at Fordham University in the Bronx. He later transferred to the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania, from which he graduated with a bachelor's degree in economics. So Trump is the 12th least educated presidential candidate. Number 11 is Martin O'Malley. Martin O'Malley is a Democrat and upon graduation from high school, he enrolled at the University of Maryland Law School, where he went to a Catholic University of America. Then he went to the University of Maryland Law School, where he earned his law degree in 1988 and was admitted to the bar in the same year. Okay, that's Martin O'Malley. I didn't know O'Malley was even in it. Number 10 is Chris Christie. Chris Christie is a Republican, and he is the 10th least educated presidential candidate. Number 9 is Rick Santorum. And guys, remember now, I'm just doing this to share with you guys who's the least educated and who's the most educated. I'm not trying to sway anybody's vote here or there. I'm just giving you the facts. Okay, if you ever thought who's the dumbest and who's the smartest, well, you know, I don't think that education tells that, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. Number 9 is Rick Santorum. Rick Santorum is a Republican. All right. Number 8 is Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio is a senator from Florida. He's a Republican. And he attended Tarkio College on a football scholarship before transferring to Santa Fe College in Gainesville, Florida. He then transferred to the University of Florida, from where he graduated and subsequently enrolled at the University of Miami Law School. All right. Number 8 is Marco Rubio. Number 7 is Lindsey Graham. He is a Republican, and he is number 7 on the education list. Number 6 is Rand Paul. He's a Republican. He's number 6 on the list. Number 5 is Carly Fiorina. Carly Fiorina. F-I-O-R-I-N-A. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but Carly Fiorina is a Republican, and she is number 5 on the list. Now, Carly attended several high schools across the world, including Channing School in London and another school in Ghana, but graduated from Charles E. Jordan High School in Durham, North Carolina. She then attended and graduated from Stanford University. And it says, after working for a couple of years, she went to the University of Maryland for her MBA and subsequently attended MIT Sloan School of Management, where she earned her MS in management. So Carly Fiorina is a Republican, a young lady, and she's number 5 on the list. Number 4 is George Pataki. I don't know some of these guys. He's a Republican. He's from New York. And he's a former governor of New York, George Pataki. He's number 4. Number 3 is Hillary Clinton. She's a Democrat. And Hillary, the former senator from New York, and U.S. Secretary of State grew up in Illinois. She attended Maine South High School in Park Ridge, Illinois, where she was elected to the National Honor Society and was a National Merit Scholarship finalist. She then attended Wellesley College, where she became politically active initially as a Republican. I didn't know that. Her political views changed, and by the time she graduated Wellesley and enrolled at Yale University Law School, where she served on the editorial board of the Yale Law Review, she was a strong Democrat. That's Hillary Clinton. She's number three. Number two, Ben Carson. He's a Republican. Dr. Ben Carson is a retired pediatric neurosurgeon who practiced at Johns Hopkins Hospital. He grew up in Detroit, Michigan, where he attended Southwestern High School. He participated in ROTC and had the opportunity to attend West Point. He chose instead to attend Yale University. He then went on to get his medical degree from the University of Michigan Medical School. After graduating, he completed his medical residency at Johns Hopkins Hospital. Now, Ben Carson, I thought he was number one, but he's not. He's a Republican. The number one most educated is a Republican, Cruz. Ted Cruz is the most educated presidential candidate. Ted Cruz, he's a senator from Texas, graduated as valedictorian from Second Baptist High School in Houston, Texas. He then went to Princeton University, where he earned a reputation as an extremely skillful and aggressive debater. After graduating cum laude from Princeton, he went on to Harvard Law School. He continued to hone his debating skills and represented Harvard at the 1995 World Debating Championship. Upon graduating Harvard with his law degree, he went on to clerk for U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist. So Ted Cruz is the number one. He is the most educated, presidential candidate. Okay, so I went through from 16 to number one. Number one is Ted Cruz. And this goes to show you something. I'm going to pop this out real quick. Ted Cruz is the number one most educated, but and he's a Republican, but he is not close to being the Republican representative to go for the presidency. He isn't even close to Ben Carson is, I think, number two behind the 13th least educated presidential candidate, who is Donald Trump. Ted Cruz is way behind these guys. And so all I'm saying is that I don't care how smart you are, book-wise, it doesn't matter when it comes to becoming president of the United States. Okay? It doesn't matter. That's all I'm saying. And I'm saying this because, people been talking to me about how dumb, you know, and how many stupid things that Trump has been saying, how dumb he is and this and that. Hey, he may be dumb. And I'm not pushing Trump. I'm not saying that he's the best candidate for the job or whatever. I'm not doing that. All I'm saying is that he's leading the polls for some reason. And he's got some radical ideas. He's way over there, in my opinion. But there are some things that I agree with Trump on. And I think there are a lot of things that he says that you guys probably agree with. And I've said it before, that he says that we should stop letting Muslims into the country, period. I think we should stop letting Muslims into the country, period. I agree with that. And you say there are good Muslims out there, Frank, that are trying to get into the country. Well, there are. But you don't know the good ones from the bad ones. Okay? You don't know. And because they're extremists, okay, or jihadists or whatever, a lot of them are, they're practicing this, which jihadists mean they want to kill Americans, then, hey, don't let them into the country. I'm sorry for the good ones. But if you had 1,000 snakes in your room right now, wherever you are, in your office, wherever you are, in your car, you had 1,000 snakes in your car right now, you don't know which ones are poisonous and which ones aren't. Do you want to let those snakes into your car? No. Because you're going to keep all 1,000 snakes out of your car. Because you don't know the non-poisonous ones from the poisonous ones, right? You don't know. So what's the best thing to do? Y'all tell me. My sad way of thinking about that. You can't have, Frank, you can't compare human beings to snakes. Well, hey, a lot of humans been called snakes before. But that's my premise, is that if I know that you got 1,000 criminals outside my door is locked right now. I don't want to let those 1,000 criminals in because he got a few of them that are killers. But how do I know the killers from the non-killers? So leave them out. Okay? I think that's Trump's thinking as well. And because he thinks in different ways and he says what he thinks, people are behind him. That's why he's leading the polls on the Republican side, and he's pulling away from some of these guys like Cruz, who have a different way of thinking. He's trying to think his way to the top. And that may not be the way to go. So he doesn't have a lot of followers, or at least he's not close to being in the race. All right. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show where you guys can call in and comment. And then, you know, when you think about it, you go back. I think that, you know, Hillary Clinton is going to be the next United States president. Now, I may be wrong or whatever. And I'm not saying I'm voting for Hillary. I'm not saying I'm voting for Trump. I'm just saying who I think gonna win the race. And so this guy Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, who had some great ideas and this and that, but I think the country doesn't trust him. He said some things that made everyone think that he's not a trustworthy guy, or he's not telling the truth about some things that's in his past. And all of you guys know that the last presidential election, when we had an African American in that race, what was his name? The big pizza guy, the Godfather pizza guy. God, I can see his face, but I can't call it. Herman Cain. Herman Cain was the front runner on the Republican side in this last presidential campaign. But he fell out because he, you know, they they dug up some dirt on him, and he couldn't explain it, or he tried to explain it, but everything just fell apart right there. It just exploded. His whole foundation exploded from under him, and he had to get out of the race. But his campaign had this 999 campaign slogan, which meant he said, you know, 9% sales tax, 9% income tax, and 9% luxury tax or whatever when you buy some type of luxury item. And that meant that everyone would pay that tax, no matter if you're rich or if you're poor. Everyone would pay that tax. And I think that was a great idea. I really do. I believe that if everyone paid 9% sales tax, 9% income tax, so if you made millions of dollars, you had to pay 9% in income tax on that $1 million. If you made $30,000, you had to pay 9% income tax on that $30,000. So, you know, that, I think he had a great idea. Now, he, you know, his thing didn't work against Obama or whatever, but he got kicked out of the race because he had some screwy stuff in his past. So, you know, I don't know what they're going to come up with on Trump, but Trump seems to be the front runner for the Republicans. All right. So again, guys, thanks for tuning into the show. I'm going to shut it down here. What I'm saying is, please don't forget now, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., tell everyone, tell all your friends, tell your coworkers, tell your sister, your brother, your mom, your dad, your aunt, your uncle, your next door neighbor, your friend at the grocery store, and the local Walmart person, the person that work at Church's Chicken, everybody, tell them about the show. Give them the number to the show. Tell them to call tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. I got a good, nice, great, spontaneous, well, may not be spontaneous, but a spontaneous surprise. And remember, we're trying to run for 2 hours tomorrow morning. So we're going to be going from 10 to 12. Hopefully, if I can make it that long, if my voice holds out that long, we're going to try to make it. But I have a great surprise for you guys tomorrow. Tune into the show, 10 o'clock a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. It's Wednesday. It's raining. It's going to rain all day, and it'll probably be raining again on tomorrow, Christmas Eve. So if you got Christmas shopping to do or whatever, you guys need to get it in. And please, please be careful. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you guys in the morning, 10 o'clock, 10, right here. Take care, guys.